When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio. You can tune us in on the internet or on streaming audio if you have internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, now, keeping with tradition around here, we have live radio happening before we're even on the air. So just we need a little time out. I'm sort of out of breath because I was sort of behind and had to run to get here. Red Robin was already playing when I ran in. Well, I was already here, but I was, never mind. Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Our call screeners, Kathy is here, and Aji is on the phone in the other room. And Mike,
yes,
what's happening?
Well, the show must go on.
Well, yeah, but apparently we're going on with still a little bit of discombobulation.
We're working on some stuff.
Well, because for any of you that don't know, it is the second Sunday of February already. Holy mackerel, can you believe it? Anyway, it really is. And it is a Robin and Martha Sunday. That means that gifted Mount Shasta Mystic, Robin Alexis, and co-host of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis that airs here on Wednesdays from 12 to noon. And it is also repeated once a week. And guess what? Well,
what's
Kathy,
that?
I guess I don't think he's pushed your button on the air. So I guess I'm talking to myself. Okay, Kathy's here. I'm talking to her. You just can't hear that she's here because Elvis had to leave the building. But he'll be back. At any rate, that means that Robin joins us on the air for the show, and we tune into various animal-related issues around the world to find out what the animals have to say, what we humans have to learn, and what we can do to help, etc. And I have some other stuff planned for today as well for me and Robin. But apparently, because they are not here in the studio with us, they are in Mount Shasta. And they tie in via tie line, which is technical for any of you who understand. And apparently we are having difficulty with that connection at this moment. And the phones are kind of going goofy. So I think what that means, because, see, Mike has to handle all of this because this is his job. And that's why Elvis is leaving the building periodically. And at any rate, oops, now that just went. So I thought that meant that Robin was probably going to come in via phone because their tie line might not be working. But now that nobody's on the phone, but Mike has a thumbs up. So do inform us, Master Technician, what's going on here?
Well, we had some connection issues with Robin and Bob down in Mount Shasta via our tie line, but pushed a couple buttons, tried something a little different, did a little rerouting, and presto changeo, we got him on the line.
Woohoo! See, I told you he's good.
All right.
Now, is everybody, are everybody else's microphones on so we can say hi to everybody? All right, so Kathy's here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha. It's good to be here.
Now, technically speaking, Kathy's not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Because she had said,
hello, friend.
Can I do something else?
Here.
Well, we're not talking to you yet, huh? All right. In the other room, in her own private studio, Ashi is here. Good morning, Ashi.
Good morning.
Hey, you figured it out. All right. Now, see, the Ashi and Kathy are just really, what is this, your third Sunday or something?
I think it is.
They're really starting to figure out the ropes here, so we're teaching them more stuff. But at any rate, Kathy was not going to be here, and it was just going to be Ashi. But lo and behold, I got here, and who showed up in the parking lot? But here's Kathy. And that is because, well, actually, did you know that we got bumped for plants?
Bumped for plants.
Well, and
you're gonna have to explain that one because I don't quite.
Well, it's been it's a karmic thing. Robin can probably. Robin, are you there?
We are here.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Good morning,
well, then in
Martha.
Mount Shasta, we've got co-hosts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Robin Alexis and Bob Bordenero are there. Good morning, Robin and Bob.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
And Bob, you stay right there because I have something I want to talk to you about.
Absolutely.
So no washing the dishes yet.
No, I've handled that today.
I thought I heard some dishes clanking earlier.
So anyway, you guys all might as well be in on this conversation because I think, Robin, I think it's karmic because this has been going on for years since I started doing Animal World back in the Como days. Because Animal World, I used to be on, at some point in time, I was on Sunday mornings. And I, on the Como sister station, KVI, Art Hume's garden show was on. And I can't tell you how many listeners I would hear from saying, oh, I can never decide on Sunday whether to listen to you or whether to listen to Ed. And sometimes I just have to listen to Ed. Because after all, you know, I'm a master gardener and yada, yada, yada. So I'm used to getting bumped for gardening. Well, so then Kathy shows up today. I didn't know. I didn't ask her why she couldn't be here today. I figured it's none of my business. But, you know, since we got two of them, it was okay for her not to be here. But there she is in the parking lot. So I said, Kathy, you're here. And I said, well, what was it that you were going to do? And you said...
The Flower and Garden Show. Yes.
Yeah, see?
I love the Flower and Garden Show.
So she was going to go to the Flower and Garden Show and not be here with us.
Oh. I know.
But see, the Flower and Garden Show doesn't really get started until like 1 o'clock. I mean, the door is open,
well,
but the good
stuff
doesn't really happen until 1
o'clock.
Yeah,
but see, then the economy got in the way. And so what did you find out?
Well, if I go later on in the day, the tickets are half price.
Oh, even better.
So we get her because she can go for half price afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo.
You got to think of those things.
All right, so everybody else that's thinking about, oh, well, just listen because we're going to the garden show, stay right where you are. We got a great show. And then you scooting down to the garden show after Animal World and you get in for half price.
That's right.
So how cool is that?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of a plan... And just so you all know, it is Martha and Robin Sunday, and that means Mount Shasta Mystic. Robin Alexis is here, and now that we have the connection straight, everybody's there. And Bob hangs in and out during the show. He washes dishes. Did you know that? Hey, what about Rumi the kitty? Did you lock him up, or is he on the kitchen table?
He's actually lying on the floor in front of the wood stove in a ray of sun that's coming through the window.
Oh, how nice. How nice. Well, we have a special little thing that we need to do. Because, yeah. Hey, Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
We understand that you have a special occasion coming up.
Yes, I do.
So let's have some volume.
Did a little kitty tell you that?
A little kitty. How cute is that?
It is very cute. I'm getting chills listening to it.
So, you have a birthday this week. Happy birthday coming up.
I do.
Well, we didn't want you to get away without having an opportunity to give
you
a very special Jingle Cat happy birthday.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
And just in case you didn't know that, those were all Ruddy Abyssinians singing.
Well, we have
to
get one.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So, anyway, happy birthday, Bob.
Thank you so much, Martha. Thank you so much, Martha's audience, because I know a lot of them listen to us and a lot of them are our audience also, and we hear from them. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
And then we also, as long as we're talking about special things, It, of course, takes us a back seat to Bob's birthday. But we have another Mystic Radio announcement that kind of, because, you know, Animal World and Mystic Radio are now bonded. And we have bonded in another way, have we not?
We have. We have. We have. It's so exciting. I think it's going to be win-win for your listeners, our listeners, and the KKNW.
Well, because we know that the live broadcast of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis airs every Wednesday from noon to 1 o'clock here on KKNW. And unfortunately, a lot of people work and so forth, and they can't listen to your live show. So you run a rebroadcast during the week, and now we have arranged for it to air immediately following Animal World.
We do, and we're so excited.
Yeah, so everybody, how cool is that, everybody?
It's extremely cool.
So those of you that can't listen to Robin during the week, you can now stay tuned after Animal World, and you'll get to hear the rebroadcast of the week show. You won't be able to call in, but at least you can listen.
No, and if they want to hear themselves, they can call in on Wednesday at 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock and then hear themselves on Sunday.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Hey, that's a great idea. Yeah, call Robin and Bob on Wednesday and then listen to yourself on Sunday. Unless, of course, you don't want to hear yourself.
Then and tell all your family and friends.
Yeah. Listen to both of our shows.
Very cool. Very cool. I have to tell Mike, I think I need a little more volume in my ears. Well, yeah, like I said, we weren't quite... I think that's better. Robin, talk to me again.
Oh, Martha.
Oh, Martha.
What are you wearing?
I'll get to that.
Martha, how are the cats?
No, but I have to say, I better explain this too, because for whoever hasn't heard it before, there's someone out there saying, why the heck does she call her Martha?
Oh, that's
Martha.
Right.
Martha. Martha. Why does she call her Martha? Well, that is because Robin hails from New England. That's where she was born. That's where she grew up. And it is, what, New Hampshire? Is that where you're from?
Yes.
And that is a New England accent. They don't say R's. They drop R's. And I have to say, the first time I experienced this in my lifetime, it was a bit bothersome to me, and it was because my mother, you know, my mother was in the Red Cross and actually dropped what she was doing. She was riding on a bus going over the Golden Gate Bridge when she was after college, and heard about the bombing of Pearl Harbor while she was on the bus, and she dropped everything she was doing, joined the Red Cross, got shipped off to England, and she ran the Red Cross in Southampton in England. That's where she met my dad. She wrote a book about that, by the way. Called Dearest Ones. The point of that is, what her best friend in the Red Cross was a woman named Ski. And Ski also was from New England and had that accent. And over the years of growing up, I always got very excited when Ski came to town because she brought cool stuff. And I really, really liked her. But she called me Martha. And, of course, when I was a little kid, you know, I mean, names were important and all of that. You know, I hated my middle name like everybody else. But, my name was important. And because she does, Martha. I actually remember sitting down with her and trying to give her vocal lessons, teaching her how to say Martha. And I'll tell you what, for someone who grew up in New England and has that accent, it is impossible for them to learn. It cannot be done. They were behind the door when ours were handed out, and they just don't come out. And so after many, many times of practicing, we decided that it was fruitless and that she would just call me Martha. And of course, now my mom is on the other side. Ski is on the other side. I'm tearing up just thinking about it. And so when Robin calls me Martha, it reminds me of Ski, which reminds me of my mom, and I just dearly love it now. So don't ever change. If you get R's, Robin, don't put them in my name.
Martha, I need to tell you something, because they drop the R's, but then there are other words where they pick up R's where there are no R's.
Oh, the R's went someplace else.
I-D-E-A.
Idea. Oh, that's right. It becomes an idea.
Yes.
Right.
So they... They took the R's out of Martha and they put them at the end of idea.
Right, that's right. So the R got moved in the alphabet somewhere. But that's
For about the first 6 years of our relationship, Bob would get so frustrated and try to coach me and get me to speak differently. And finally, he just threw his hands up in the air and said, no, she's just going to speak like this. It is who he is, you know?
yeah. But I have to say, so for any of you that are wondering, please pass the story around. I actually love her accent and how she says my name because it takes me immediately to my mom and ski. And there you go. So it's all okay.
That's beautiful.
It's all okay. But I don't know, it was just a week ago or somebody said, why does she call you Martha?
Well, if you've ever heard of Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard, same place.
Yes.
But then if you have a good idea, you'll know where it came from. You might have an idea of where it is. Yes? Okay. All right. Well, I think we've exhausted that. So now you know, Mystic Radio rebroadcast happens immediately after Animal World on Sundays now, so you can hear both of our shows. Today's a Robin and Martha Sunday, and we're going to do the normal stuff. And start with some follow-up animals in the news and the best good news about animals. And, oh, we've got some great animals in the news stories to tune into, Robin. But then I also, I want to follow up in the last two behavior training and healing Sundays with Martha, which are the first, the first Sunday of January, first Sunday of February. I started teaching my classes of communicating with animals and the human to animal transference. And last Sunday, I completed round two of communicating with animals, which was all about receiving telepathic and empathetically, and which is the most important and part of communicating with animals that most people are interested in. They want to hear from their animals. And during the week, I got this voice in my head that said, well, you have like one of the most gifted receivers on the planet who's going to be on your show on Sunday. Why don't you ask her what it's like? So I asked Robin ahead of time if this would be okay, but we will take some time during the show today to talk to Robin about because she's got all channels open and inside out, upside down and backwards, right brain, left brain, heart, solar plexus. I don't know. I think it comes in her toes, but she gets it from everywhere. So we'll talk to her a little bit about what it is like to receive when you're fully open and the different kinds of messages and how. I thought you all be interested in that. And of course, when I mentioned that to Kathy and Haji, they said, yeah, we want to know. So inquiring minds want to know. We're going to grill Robin about that. We will do current events as usual around 10:55. And if we need a break, we'll do the tip at 11 and we'll just see where we are at that time. And I'm going to give you contact information in case there you are aware of a breaking story about something animals in the news somewhere that you want us to tune in during the show. Now that we have call screeners on the planet, you can actually call and get messages to us. So I will give you the contact information. Or if you have a question or comment about something we've talked about, you can certainly give us a call and let us know. We will not be doing one-on-one readings today. That's why you call Mystic Radio on Wednesdays. If you want one-on-ones with Robin, you call Mystic Radio. Otherwise, you can certainly chime in or ask us to tune into things, but it needs to be general stuff, not personal stuff. Let me give you contact information. Local number, 425-373-5527. Write these down in case you need to call in at some time during the show. 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But if you've got something you need us to tune into on a general level or a question or comment about something we're speaking about, make sure you get your emails or your phone calls in early enough that we have time to know about them and address them. Because, you do it at 11:45, ain't going to happen. All right. Now, what I remembered was the only one-on-one we would take today Unless, of course, we run out, we have nothing to say, and then we'll open the phone lines. But so far, we haven't gotten ever close to that.
That's never happened.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. However, I'm going to remind you, in case you know him or you're listening, in his own words, Chad, the flaming atheist, that called Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, the third Sunday of last month and wanted to talk to his deceased father. Well, assuming that that was a legitimate call and he was serious, I thought it was. But assuming that it was and he's serious about that, I'd have been all over that like white on rice if I'd have been here, because I would dearly love to talk to someone, especially that doesn't believe in God, spirit, that sort of thing, has a father that doesn't. He's on the other side. I mean, how fascinating would it be to find out what it's like to be an atheist and then leave your body and be on the other side? Can you still be one over there? You know, I mean, thought directs energy. Maybe you go someplace where you don't. I don't know.
And I thought Chad was very articulate.
He was, wasn't he?
In expressing his views.
Yeah, and he was very nice. It wasn't like he was, you know, beating anybody up.
No.
And it sounded like he was legitimate. But he may not, you know, he could have been calling to set Kim up and neener, neener, my dad isn't even dead, da 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 da. I mean, who knows? But he sounded legitimate and he was nice and all of that. And so, Chad, flaming atheist, in your own words, if you are out there, I do mean to make light of it. I'm a teaser. I do that. But I really am seriously interested in you calling us, because I would love to get you on the line and then for Robin and I to be able to tune in to both you and your father and have a little conversation between you and the other side, and we'll find out, well, what goes on for an atheist when you go to the other side.
Yeah, it's an open invitation.
Wouldn't that be an interesting conversation?
Yeah.
I think it would be fascinating. Fascinating. So anyway, if you know who Chad is, or if Chad, you're listening, sometime give us a call. And we will interrupt our proceedings and...
Yes, that would be very interesting, Martha.
Yeah, Kathy, wouldn't that be fascinating?
I would really like to hear about that.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you know who Chad is, if he's not listening, go roust him out of bed. Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know these things. All right. Okay, so I did that. Oh, and Robin, at some point, it's probably an intuition, you asked me, what am I wearing? Well, that's because I have... Did you know that it was Christmas in Salton yesterday?
What?
I thought that might get you. I celebrated Christmas with, you know, my dear friends Krista and Rhonda in Salton yesterday, because, you know, we always have our own private Christmas celebration where we get together and have dinner and exchange gifts. But rarely does it happen around Christmas because they're so busy and I'm so busy and, you know, they've been traveling at Christmas for the last few years. And one year we didn't get around to having Christmas until July. So we're actually ahead of schedule. When we had Christmas scheduled and then the snowstorm happened, so we had to cancel Christmas twice so far. So anyway, so here we are. And we got together for Christmas in Salton last evening, and I got my Christmas presents. And one of them, when they were in Spain, because, you know, Krista, when her new books come out, she goes to Spain and teaches and stuff, which is very cool. But they found these really neat lanyards that are like, you know, Swarovski crystal lanyards. They wore theirs to the Good Company meeting last Tuesday, and Rhonda's is in her colors, kind of a bronzy blacky sort of thing, and Krista's was white and black, and they're long lanyards, and then you hang stuff on them, and then they had come up with matching pens with clear tops that have glitter in the top of them. And so they were just all blinged out, and of course, I didn't have one, so I was like really bummed. But the reason they found them in Spain is because it actually comes in my color, which is, you know, the electric blue, the color of my Mini, my car. And I think they saw them through a window in Spain. Said Martha, went in there, and of course they had them in their color, so they got one for all of us, and I got mine for Christmas. So I have my little pen that has glitter in it and my lanyard, and then I put some... And the neat thing about the lanyard is it has little hooky, you know, Hodis Orbitzes on it, so you can attach other stuff. So I attached a Druzy pendant that I have. I wanted to put powerful stuff on it, so I put a Druzy pendant on it and a Moldavite pendant.
Oh, baby,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, the Moldavite is the
yes.
powerful thing. So but that's
Martha,
what,
you need to explain what a Moldavite?
Well, Moldavite is a green crystal. And I don't have my crystal books with me. I forget energetically what it's connected with. Maybe, Robin, you know.
Yes, it's referred to as the Holy Grail DNA activator. And what that means is it infuses into our cellular memory the awakening of the white light of Christ consciousness, that brilliant essence of who we are.
Yeah, and I have to say, my spiritual teacher probably 20 years ago had someone approach him, and this is before anybody really knew what Moldavite was, and it was the new discovery. It was the new crystal discovery. And the guy brought a bunch of Moldavite to our class, our light class, and we had the opportunity to purchase. And this is a pendant that was supposedly museum-quality Moldavite, so...
Well, what I understand, too, is that it's not from this planet.
Yeah, I thought it had something to do with, you know, the doo-doo-doo-doo stuff.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, I'm reading right now. It is a one-of-a-kind tektite.
Tektite.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a mossy, a dark mossy green.
Oh, I just love Moldavite.
Yeah, I have some earrings of it and a ring. I had a Moldavite stone that I got at the same time I got this pendant, but I think that one disappeared somewhere in my travels over the years. But I still have the Moldavite pendant, and I rarely get a chance to wear it, so I put it on my lanyard.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. The first time I saw it and did purchase a pair of earrings with this particular stone was in Salisbury, England, with Bob, the first couple of days that I met him.
Oh.
How long ago was that? 11 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, he was from Los Angeles. I was from New Hampshire.
I mean, you had to go to, like, Ireland to meet him.
Yes.
But he was so, and that your story is fascinating, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, but when wasn't Bob was told by a psychic early on in his life?
He was told by an astrologer.
An astrologer, was that what
it was? Yeah, 28 years before he met me, that he was going to meet a woman with my gifts, and that he was to promote that woman in the media to teach spirituality. And I had had a near-death experience when I was 2 and a half, where Master Christ Jesus came to me and said that if I could survive the first half of my life and the second half of my life, I would move to the city where movies are made and be teaching the truth about spirituality, which he gave me some tidbits on that.
And, you better get our woo-woo music going, Mike. So that's what that's a brief snippet of your early on stuff.
Yeah, so...
Oh, here we go. Did I miss it already? I missed it.
I kind of faded it up.
Oh.
You want to hear it again?
I want to hear it again.
Full volume.
Well, I forgot everybody that wants to turn their channel or turn it down when we get into the woo-woo stuff. So, woo-woo alert, everybody.
Okay. You've been warned.
So, yeah, so you had more than one past life and all of that, but you were told you'd move to the city where movies are made. And Bob
yes.
had been told 28 years before meeting you that he was going to meet a woman like you, and it was his job to promote you in the media.
Yes.
And then you lived on the East Coast, and he lived on the West Coast, and you guys met in Ireland.
Yes, we did. And then the second leg of the trip was England, and the first picture that was taken of us was in Glastonbury, England, at the Chalice Well.
Mm.
And anyway, that's...
So right, the long story being short, then, when you guys were together from then on, pretty much, and you moved from Mount Shasta, from New Hampshire, you moved to Hollywood.
I was literally a hillbilly, I would have to say, living at the foothills of the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and went on this business trip. A woman had hired me to be her personal mystic companion because of the type of gifts we'll be talking about when we talk about animal communication. And so I had seen Bob kind of in and out on this particular trip. We were traveling with Carol and Miss. It was one of those kind of, you know, package tours. But it wasn't until we were in England that I saw that he needed some help, and I just approached him and said, you know, excuse me, sir, can I help you, blah, 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 and it worked. And then he handed me his business card, and he said, 28 years ago, I was told if I met a woman like you, I was supposed to promote her in the media. And I looked right back at him on that morning, and I said, I was told by Jesus you were coming. And he says, well, Jesus wasn't lying. So about 6 weeks after we returned to the States, he flew me to L.A., and I went to a radio station with him, and that was the history. Within 6 months, we were together personally and professionally and got married, and here we are today, still following our inner guidance, and that's why we live here in Mount Shasta, California.
All right. Well, okay. That's a good place to take a short time out here. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then as we continue, I've got one other Christmas story. I have to tell you about another one of my Christmas presents, and keep that woo-woo music going because there's a woo-woo alert on that one coming too.
Then we'll get into
animals in the news and the best good news about animals and all of that, and there's some interesting stuff and all of that. And oh, I gotta tell you, get your Kleenex out. Because I got the best good news story. And I'll tell you what just teared me up all over the place when the first time I read it. I don't think you've heard the story because I got it off the internet. And it's not like one of it's not a newspaper story. And it's just so good. It's just so good. And there's a lot of other good stuff too. So anyway, get your Kleenex because you might tear up a little bit. And I might again, too, so I have it in my pocket. Anyway, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. So listen and support them and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for dogs. There's one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats and other critters like guinea pigs, rabbits, hamsters, and the like. There's a bird formula and a horse formula, and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So I want you to ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or at your vet's office, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling here on this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Remember to stay tuned after the show, because the repeat broadcast of Mystic Radio now airs right after Animal World on Sundays. And we are remaining with some technical issues. I hear her voice there. So it is a Martha and Robin Sunday, which means Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is joining us from Mount Shasta. And you are there, Robin.
I am.
Now, we have to ask you, because normally when we're doing commercials and we're not on the air, we can talk to you in the studio. We can hear you. We couldn't hear you. Could you hear us talking to you?
No.
Okay, so they couldn't hear us and we couldn't hear them. Mike's emailing Bob if he's around.
Yeah, Bob's right handy. If anyone needs Bob for anything, he's at 530-859-2499.
854-2499?
530-859-2499.
Okay, I wrote that down. And so anyway, of course, last week somebody had pushed buttons and switched things and turned things off that weren't supposed to be. It took us a while to figure this out. But Mike says he's checked everything. There's just something wrong in the studio here, and we're not sure why we can't talk to you and you can't hear us. So Mike's trying to figure that out.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
If anybody can figure it
not
out.
Not a big deal.
Mike can. Oh, and we forgot to give you a weather report. It's just kind of one of those normal gray Sundays up here.
Seems a little springish out and totally premature.
Well, it's on the warmer side.
Yeah.
And crocuses are coming up. My daylilies are coming up.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was 60 degrees last week, for crying out loud. I mean, not that I'm complaining. It was fabulous. I got spring fever. But you know what happens, because then it gets cold for a while, and then everybody gets shocked and... Well, and Kathy, you're the plant lady, so you know that's not good for plants, for them to wake up and start growing, and then for them to get, you know, frozen again and all of that. But so everything's growing, and but we've been in the mid to high 40s, if not into the 50s now, for a while. But it's cloudy and gray. The city of Seattle is there. I'm not sure if the Olympics are still there, because we can't see them. And I don't know if Mount Rainier's where it's supposed to be.
They were there yesterday.
It wasn't there at the end of my road this morning, but that's because there's clouds. It's probably still there.
But and in the weather forecast for today, the high is supposed to be in the mid to lower 40s. In the low this evening is supposed to be in the mid to lower 40s. And
so
tomorrow's high is supposed to be in the mid to lower 40s. Currently, it's in the mid to lower 40s.
Well, gee, aren't you just a wealth of information?
Yeah, well, I'd like to share what I can.
Okay.
Mike, how did you remember all that?
I did the station's weather this morning. So.
Yeah, well, see, he wears a lot of different hats. He is a weatherman. Did you know that? Here, he's a news guy and a weatherman. And
whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, he does it. Okay, so the other thing, Robin, that I got, one of the other things that I got for Christmas last night, and this also came from Spain, it's a cloisonné. Do you know what cloisonné is? The little beads that are hand enameled and stuff?
No, I don't.
It's a cloisonné bracelet, which means there's a bunch of beads around. But then it has a medallion on it of Saint Martha.
Oh my goodness!
Did you know there was a Saint Martha?
I did, but oh, that feels so sweet.
Well, yeah, and Saint Martha apparently was the sister of Mary and Lazarus, so would have been Jesus's aunt. But anyway, I didn't know. And years ago, I discovered there was a Saint Martha. But that was when I was buying, you know, the 6 hour or the 6 day candles you get, that they're usually white, and they can, and you get them usually at a Mexican section in a grocery store.
Oh yeah, I know.
You know,
and
then
ones.
You burn for rituals. You know, if you burn a candle for somebody, they burn for 6 days. Well, I was buying some of those, and they had some variations on the theme, and one was a green one and had a Saint Martha on it and a Saint Martha prayer, and. I know it is, and I, the doo-doo-doo-doo part, oh, get, if you got the music, okay, would you please, doo-doo-doo-doo alert, woo-woo alert, okay, all right, so don't listen if you don't like this stuff. Anyway, this year is, in Chinese astrology, it is the year of the dragon, but usually when it's the year of somebody, or, you know, rabbits, or guinea pigs, or hamsters, or whatever the years are, it doesn't really affect me. I mean, unless it's the year of the tiger, because in Chinese astrology, I'm a tiger. But I'm not going to deviate there. I could, but I'm not. Miss Dan Track here. But I've had dragons all over the place. Robin knows this, because I got thunder egg dragons all kinds of dragons. I've got a thunder egg dragon on me at the moment. Oh, God. You want to see my thunder egg dragon? Oh, jeez. It's a good thing we don't have cameras in the studio, so you don't know where it was.
Martha, there's a camera right over there.
I know, but it's not on, is it? Oh, my gosh, it has this green light on.
As far as you know. Actually, it's not pointed towards you.
It's pointed up, isn't it?
Thank goodness.
Window?
See, now that's a dragon thunder egg.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a dragon thunder. It's a cut and polished. Thunder eggs have agates in them, and that's my orange dragon thunder egg.
Has this been carbon dated? Do we know how old this is?
I know.
Interesting.
I have a whole bunch of these. So anyway,
very
that's,
cool.
But so anyway, I have dragons all over the. So what I got, and then when I, because I have this candle, but then when I was given this bracelet last night, and really looked at the medallion, and then I Googled and read, you know, I was reading the prayer to Saint Martha. One of the things she's known for is conquering dragons and being able to use their energy. And she's always depicted with a dragon curled up and laying around at her feet. Okay, and so when I got this last night, I tuned into all of that. It was like, oh, could have had a V8 on this one, and woo-woo music to boot, because I felt like I think she's come in, and that energy, and that I've got some work to do with dragons or something. What do you think, Robin?
Well, can you hear me?
You're not as loud as you usually are.
Is that better? I don't know what's going on here. Are you there?
Oh yeah. No, we can hear you. You just have a low audio level.
Can you turn my headset volume up again?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that I know that you can hear me, you've got some more woo woo coming in here, because I did not sleep well last night. Every time I fell asleep, I would see fire, and even when I woke up in my third eye, I would see fire. And I'm like, what's going on? What does this mean? And I turned on the TV, and I looked on the internet, and I'm like, well, there's no fire. There's no, like, volcano anywhere. What's all this fire? Maybe it's your dragon energy.
It could be, because this one I've got is an orange dragon.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think dragons are, well, and also Saint Martha is always depicted holding like a laser torch in her right arm with fire, you know, coming off the torch.
Oh, I'm just buzzing. This is so cool. How cool is that?
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. St. Martha's hanging out.
Yes, with the dragons.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice. I hope other people get really a nice vibe from this, too. I'm
just
sitting here smiling.
Yeah, but apparently you pray this is a specific prayer, and you can get it online if you Google St. Martha, that you pray to her and that she will, this particular saint, will help you conquer issues in your life with the dragon energy. You ask her to use the same energy she conquered the dragon with to conquer whatever issues are in your life.
I've got it right here. I'll have to post it.
Okay, do you have the prayer there?
Yeah, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, read the prayer.
Okay. Saint Martha, I resort to thy protection, and as proof of my affection and faith, I offer the light which I shall burn every Tuesday. Comfort me in my difficulties, and through the great privilege you enjoyed through lodging in the house of thy Savior, intercede for my family that we may always have God held in our hearts, and be provided for in our necessities. I beseech thee to have infinite pity in regard to the favors I ask thee. I ask thee, Saint Martha, to overcome all difficulties, as thou didst overcome the dragon that hadst at thy feet. Amen. And then at the very end it says, Glory be to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Whew, that just really jazzed me up.
That's beautiful. Now,
it really
okay,
is.
Now, the prayer that's on my candle has something at the end of it about using the dragon energy.
Yeah, this one said something about the dragon. Yeah, it said, all difficulty. I ask thee, Saint Martha, to overcome all difficulties as thou didst overcome the dragon that hadst at thy feet.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know. I've had all these dragons come into my life lately. And these dragon thunder eggs. So I think that I take that as a message that I'm gonna be calling on Saint Martha and using some dragon energy.
Well, and I don't know if you can feel this, but I'm seeing some power animal or totems around you of dragon energy. Can you feel that energy?
Well, I think I have been Well, like I said, I got
It's really strong with your pendant, though, that your friends gave you. I mean, it really invoked a fire there, for sure.
Yeah, the lanyard was now with the Moldavite on it.
Yes. Very, very exciting.
Okay, so there you go. That's our woo-woo for the moment. Not necessarily the last woo-woo alert of the day. Probably not, knowing it's a Robin and Martha Sunday. But I think I've exhausted everything on my list here. Oh, except to say, Mike mentioned it, I think, before we went on the air, and everybody did. And I raced home from dinner last night only to find out, because I had not checked the TV schedule ahead of time, that my favorite show on Saturday night was not on, which is My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet.
Aww.
So it either means they've exhausted the new ones, but Pit Bulls and Paroles was on, and I've watched that show a few times now, and that's actually a really good show, because this gal not only helps rescued pit bulls, but she also helps parolees from prison. They work for her in helping to take care of the shelter and the animals. It really is quite a good show, but it's not My Cat from Hell, so we'll have to just see if it's returning, or maybe they just take a break. Maybe they're stretching out the show. Sometimes they do that.
It's the new thing on TV. You do some first-run episodes, and then you repeat them, and then you come back with another slate later. In fact, right now, and some of the other networks, they're bringing back new episodes.
Oh, speaking of that, I've seen twice now. I've seen, it was last week and this week, I saw a really good show. So I usually don't watch these kind of things. And I'm not a particular Howie Mandel fan. I just, you know, I'm sort of like Piers Morgan. I've found him sort of annoying. But he has a new show out. It's called Mobbed. And I think it's on Fox. Because it's after...
Don't know.
I don't know. It's a new... Look for it. It's called Mobbed. And people come to them that have issues in their life, relationship issues with other people, and ask them to help them make amends. And the first show was a brother who had really messed up with his brother. And his brother hadn't spoken to him for years, and it was messing up their family and all of that. So they set up a whole thing and catch the one person off guard, and they mob them with dancing mobs, you know, the mob, wow. You know, the flash mob people and stuff. And they set it up in such a way that the person who they're mobbing and they're surprising really has no choice but to forgive or whatever. And then this last week, it was really good. This father who was married, had two young children. He went to the show and said that he was 37 years old and that he had never met his biological father, and that his mother had died, and that he really wanted to connect with his biological father. And so he was trying out to see if he could get on the show, and that maybe they would help him find, because he couldn't find his father, but to see if he was still alive and find him and all of that. Well, the show did a flip on it, and what they decided to do is they hired a private detective, and they found his father. And then they went to the father to tell him that the son was looking for him, and they said, how about let's mob him, let's make him think he doesn't get the show, and let's mob him and surprise him, I mean, provided you want to meet your son after 37. And the father said he didn't even know the boy existed for the first 10 years, and then he was not allowed contact, and the father teared up and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, so they flipped it over, and they made the son think that he had not been accepted to do the show, and then all of a sudden he gets mobbed and all of this stuff, and then the father shows up and gets to meet his grandkids, and I was crying like a baby. And I'll just have to tell you, both shows have really touched my heart. So go figure, Howie Mandel's doing something really good.
So it is on Fox.
Is it on Fox? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the first two were really good. I cried. So there you go. That's my TV review for the week. Okay. Now, how about we get back to animals? All right.
Well, if humans aren't cool, then the potential for them to harm an animal increases. So,
or
this,
you know,
is about,
isn't
yeah.
it usually that they start harming animals and
exactly,
then they start harming
yeah.
people?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's get to some animals in the news. Here's one. You tune in here, Robin.
Okay.
Because I'm not getting a clear. I know probably because I'm already emotionally involved with this story. Because I saw it on the TV news the other night, and then it was written up in the paper. And this happened up here in Washington State in the Olympia area. And this a man, he must be homeless, I would assume, because he was sleeping in the back of his pickup with a canopy in a parking lot of a medical center, of Capital Medical Center. And he was asleep in the back of his pickup. And then he awakened to the sound of the engine of his pickup starting and then the car driving off. So someone had stolen his truck. But he had a cell phone with him. And so he called the police, and they were trying to hone in on the cell phone signal to catch him. But in the meantime, they didn't find him and get the police there in time before the guy driving figured out that somebody was in the back of the canopy, and he stopped the truck and threatened him with a knife, and the guy got out and ran away. But the glitch, and the why I'm telling you about this, is the guy's kitty cat was asleep up in the cab of the truck. So the man, of course, was more concerned about his kitty than anything else. And the police did find the truck. They did arrest the guy that stole it, but the cat is just simply disappeared. Now, how heartbreaking is that? I'm very sad about it. And this was the Olympia area. The problem is that on neither news reports did they give a description of the cat or anything. But I just wondered, maybe we'd tune in, Robin, and see. I'm feeling like the cat's okay, that the cat's alive. But
yeah,
I'm wondering if somehow we're going to be able to get the cat back to its owner.
Yeah, I feel.
And if there's anything, you know, we can do, you know, do-do-do-do-wise to kind of help this. I mean,
yeah, I definitely also heard that the cat is still alive. and it feels like a pretty resourceful animal. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if, you know, some sort of divine synchronicity occurred here, that this animal will find its owner again.
Well, good. So everybody, you know, say some prayers. I'm asking, you know, the guardian angels to be with the cat and to help guide her to whoever it needs to be guided to that will get it back to its owner.
Hey, let's pray to Saint Martha to help that situation.
All right. Saint Martha, get out your dragons.
Okay. And, there we go. Oh, that feels better already.
And
yes.
Let's get this kitty back to his owner. I mean, because, you know...
I hope that kitty's head been microchipped, so if someone finds him...
Yeah, and it's... My sense is that it's not. But that's just my sense, that it's not microchipped. But...
I'm hearing that also, but I have a very good feeling that this is a story that we haven't heard the end of yet.
All right, well, we'll hold on to that one and hope that we get this kitty back to its owner. And anyway, if you're in the Olympia area and you get spoken to, you know, doo-doo-doo-doo, about a cat, or, you know, pay attention. Because, you know, the angels might work through Animal World listeners to help this happen. And let's see, I think we'll save that. We don't necessarily need to do that right now. Oh, interesting stuff about whales in the news. We've been doing a lot of work with whales, Robin.
Yes.
And a lot of whale stuff going on. Now, this is kind of the gopher. You know, sometimes animal activists and organizations do really good work. And then sometimes I think they just shoot themselves in the foot. And, you know, the organization that tends to do that the most, any guesses? PETA.
PETA. I was thinking of that, too.
Well, listen what they're up to now. What they're up to. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, okay, choose your battles. And, like, I mean, they do things that just make people think they're nuts. This is out of San Diego. A federal judge appeared dubious Monday about a lawsuit filed by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, that seeks the release of orcas from SeaWorld on anti-slavery grounds.
I'm sorry.
I know, but that's the whole thing. Why make a laughing stock out of yourself when you're really trying to do something good for animals? Says PETA attorney Jeffrey Kerr told U.S. District Court Judge Jeffrey Miller that invoking the anti-slavery 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution in hopes of freeing the orcas is the next frontier of civil rights. But Miller told Kerr that he cannot find a legal precedent for allowing a lawsuit to be filed on behalf of the orcas under the 13th Amendment, as after all, he noted, the orcas are animals, not people. I mean, but, yeah. So, I mean, just got to go figure. And I think they think they're making some kind of point by doing these things. But from my perspective... PETA does do some really good work, and then on the other hand, they do stuff like this, and it just makes everybody think they're nuts. So when they have a really good cause, or they're doing something really good, nobody pays attention, because they're the nut jobs. I mean, isn't that kind of how this feels to you?
Yeah, it does, but I find that this sort of craziness is going on, it seems like, in media subjects everywhere. So perhaps as we're in the year 2012, we're all really struggling to define whatever, you know. And I think the problem is that there's too much of, you know, people thinking somebody's right or thinking somebody's wrong, and we just all need to move into love. And you and I talk about that all the time. You know, it's the energy behind a decision that determines the outcome.
And I should say, you know, and myself, I mean, I totally believe in what they're saying. I think that sometimes that whales are more connected to spirit and more in tune and more intelligent on a spiritual level than we humans are. And that certainly, I totally agree with the concept of what PETA is saying here, and that we have sometimes made slaves out of them. But I also do not feel that way 100% because I know... Because we talk to the whales, and the whales tell us that sometimes they choose to live their lifetime in service for humans. And if we would just, and I keep coming back to, if the powers that be would just start letting communicators come in and talk to these animals, that we would have answers, you know, that Keiko didn't want to be released. Maybe Lolita doesn't either. We don't know yet. We haven't really talked to her about that yet. But that some volunteer to be in aquariums. But those that don't, it really is a form of slavery, and we really should not be doing that. But suing and trying to get them released on the grounds of the 13th Amendment, for the mainstream human, that's only going to make them appear like they're nuts, not get them to listen to them. That's my point.
Absolutely. And this does flow with what, you know, the whole fact that you've got that Moldavite as a Christmas present, and the Moldavite being the essence of our most conscious DNA. The whales are considered to be the keepers of the DNA.
Yeah,
and so this
true.
Is an interesting fluidity of conversation that we're having here, and invoking that framework of love being the energy behind all of our decisions.
Yep. Okay. We are gonna deviate here from the news just shortly and take care of our we're going to close out the 9 o'clock hour because we've just, you know, talked our way through a whole hour already, believe it or not. And we'll turn it right around. So, okay, I'm laughing. Aji is commenting. She says, after all, corporations are people, aren't they too?
Well, yeah. That's where I was going to. I mean, I was
going to
get, that's what I was going to get all riled up about this.
Yeah,
and,
well,
you know, there's so many conversations around
you,
this thing.
She's typing in. So
anyway, I'm with you, girlfriend.
All right. Well, we will get back to all of that. We're going to turn this hour around. We will continue straight ahead, and then we'll get right back into animals in the news, best news, good news about animals. And then we're going to be following up with communicating with animals and receiving from Robin's perspective. So stay tuned. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.